Now, this happens so many times that when we are confronted with a problem, we go into this frenzy of trying to find a solution to it. Whether it is interpersonal relationship problem, or it is a spiritual problem, or a problem of a different nature, we get so preoccupied with the problem, or let's say that finding a solution to the problem, that we are unable to look at the problem from a total vision. So what happens is that we feel that the problem is real. We never question the reality of a situation, of a problem. And you know, it is a very common scenario that let's for example say that you have an interaction with someone where they are unkind towards you. So what usually happens is that, you know, we start researching about that person because it is the nature of the mind to find flaws in that person. Because the anxiousness is happening within and the mind wants to move away from that anxiousness. It just does not want to feel all of that discomfort. So the ploy it uses is to do analysis. Now the analysis is part of the ego intellect mind system. And I would say that it helps to a certain extent where you may analyze what type of a relationship you're having with this person or whatever you're going through, and then maybe put some structural things into place. Let's say like you may decide to put up boundaries with that person or maybe move away from them altogether. That's totally up to you and depending on the situation. Now, up to that point, the analysis is fine. But what happens that when you go beyond, okay, let's say that you have placed in the structure, you are no more associating with the person. Now, how do I calm myself? Because I'm not meeting the person and I'm constantly having thoughts about this person. I'm preoccupied, my mind is preoccupied. So I want to solve that problem. I want to get detached. So how do I detach myself with it? Now, this is where the analysis does not help much. It does not bring healing because, as I mentioned earlier, the whole mechanism of analysis is of the mind. And a mind has different aspects. One aspect is ego, one aspect is intellect. So, you know, and then there is the emotional component. So this is all intertwined. So you're trying to separate that, which is not possible. The intellect component will not help much if there is an emotional turmoil. Because at the end, you will completely be controlled by the emotions. The action that comes out of you will be completely controlled by the emotions. So your intellect is not going to help that much. Then what truly brings the healing is the awareness of being or I am. That is when you are completely with yourself. Now, this may sound like a selfish act. This may sound like rejection of the world, but it is actually not reduction of any kind. Because in the I am, whatever is coming up in this moment, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant, is accepted the way it is. So nothing is discarded, nothing is eliminated, nothing is being changed or, you know, given a different direction. We are not fighting anything. We are not resisting anything. We are not suppressing anything. We are simply allowing the observation to happen. And the nature of this observation is that it is total observation. The problem is that when you are attached to a certain idea, a certain person, the thing is that we are not attached to a person, we are attached to the idea of a person. So what exactly is it that breaks that? That cannot be broken through analysis, because analysis, as I said, is a part of the identified aspect of consciousness, which is the ego. So mind, by nature, will create the subject-object relationship. Let's understand it with a practical example. Let's say that you were in a situation where you experienced a heartbreak. You broke up with somebody. Now, how do you deal with this situation? A very common scenario is that you talk to the person, you know, and then you separate. But then this feeling, this nagging feeling is there. You want the, you know, the whole brain chemistry comes up. You want to meet the person again. Yeah, you feel restless, you feel anxious. You want to call them, you want to message them, you want to, you know, contact them, have contact in some way or the other. And the other person might have completely moved on. They're not even thinking about you, but your mind is restless. Now, what do I do in such a case? Well, when we let the mind run, you know, completely by itself, the mind will try to come up with reasons to detach with that person. So mind will say that since they are not concerned anymore about you, you must detach from this person. But you see, attachment and detachment both are two sides of the same coin. There is not much difference between attachment and detachment. They are both equally painful. So anything that the mind is trying to detach itself to is actually sustaining the subject-object relationship. The me-object trying to do certain activities to separate itself from the other object. But you see, whatever you do, it strengthens this separation between me and the other, which is pain, which is suffering. But when we are resting in our most natural state, in the awareness of being, this relationship between subject and object breaks down. And that is where true detachment happens. That is where the true healing happens. Because then your mind comes to an understanding that it cannot control what the other is doing or how the other is doing. It simply accepts this fact that things are not in its control. So it suspends movement in the form of, let's say, stalking them online on social media or contacting their friends, trying to know how they are doing, what they are doing. or trying to get in touch with them in any way. Because you understand that the awareness by itself is complete. The awareness of being does not need anything to complete itself. And that is your true nature. You do not need anybody to complete you. So all of those romantic notions that have been fed to us through the media, through the romantic movies, I mean, those movies were all beautiful. But the thing is, nobody can complete you. And if you are waiting for anyone to complete you, to support you, then you will be heartbroken many times. But when you are simply there, resting as the awareness, as the being, then you're already complete. Because then it is understood that this me object, it's a collection of impressions, memory, and conditioning. This is an image which is formed because of the past conditioning. And the past conditioning constantly tells us that we are incomplete, that we are unworthy, that we are unwhole, and that we must get something externally to become whole. So slowly, as we learn to rest in this awareness, we stop depending on people or things for our happiness. We understand that our very nature is happiness and peace, which is never disrupted at any moment in time. In fact, this peace is beyond time. This peace is what illumines time. So thoughts are not given that much emphasis. The weight of the thought begins to drop. The search for wholeness, for completeness, to find the ultimate happiness, ultimate peace, spiritual bliss, all of that begins to dissipate. All that energy begins to dissipate. And what you find yourself is in the most relaxed state. Even when you're all by yourself. But yes, it requires courage. Not effort, but courage to be. Because the conditioning is so strong, it has been done over the years. So it keeps playing out over and over again. It tells you, no, you must get this. You must get a brilliant career. You must do well financially. You must have this, have that. You must have the most understanding partner. You must have a family. Otherwise, in the old age, who will take care of you? Who will ask? Who are you going to spend time with? You know, it is all future-oriented. So this mind is always taking us into an imaginary future which creates anxiousness, or it is taking us back into the dead past which creates sadness. So, you know, we keep cycling between sadness and anxiousness, sadness and anxiousness, and we think that that is our life. So we are always trying to find something, some solution. So we keep reading, keep looking for articles. How to be happy. How to be peaceful. We keep listening to content that tells us how to achieve this. And the whole thing is that there is nothing to be done as such to achieve all of this. It is here right now in this moment. It is available here, if you can see it. The problem is that we are all fighting. We are fighting with our minds. We are at war with our minds. We are so fragmented that even when there is a possibility for peace, we invite worry. We have such an imagination that we just create anxiety. Whereas every moment is an opportunity to choose love, to choose peace. That much free will has been given to us, that we can make a choice. Every moment we can choose to be peaceful. We can choose to be free of worry, free of anxiousness, free of sadness. But we forget our nature. And then it's very easy to, switch on the television, start scrolling the social media, get a drink, smoke, or do any other thing, sex, any other thing. It's all diversion, diversion, diversion. I just want to divert my mind because I don't want to face my mind. And so we retain this subject-object split, which is the cause of our suffering. The thing is that do we really understand the nature of problem? If we understand the nature of problem, what we'll see is that for true healing, analysis is not required at all. Analysis has its importance. I'm not saying that analysis is not important, but it is limited. It is only going to take you so far. After that, when you're all by yourself, in your own company, analysis is not going to help much. In fact, analysis will lead you to more and more anxiety. What you're trying to detach with, that whole movement is created by fear. Let me read more about it. Let me protect myself from it. If I don't protect myself, I will die. I will be left alone. Being alone is like death for me. So I can't bear that. I can't bear the thought of being abandoned. Because that is like death. So what I try to do is, I try to run away from my own mind. I try to fight my own mind. Even when I know repeatedly from experience that has never helped, I try to catch hold of people and throw my problem at them, that this is happening now, give me solution. I go to my spiritual gurus, I go to philosophers, I go to other learned people with my problems. Oh, this is my problem. And I can't sleep, I can't eat, I can't function. I keep thinking obsessively. What do I do? And generally the thing is that most people will give you all kinds of prescriptions. Do this, do like that. And that is all fine because everything helps. I'm not saying that that is all wrong. But they only help up to a certain point. Whatever you do, it comes from thought, and thought by itself is divisive. It is limited. So thought does not have the capacity to heal. For healing, one has to go to the heart, and the heart is the I am. The impersonal awareness of being. Not I am this or I am that, simply I am. That is what knowing yourself means. That is what being with yourself means. To be means to be I am. Not I am this, I am that, but simply I am. Everything is being witnessed, and you are the eternal witness. You are the one who witnesses your happiness. You are the one who witnesses your sadness. Your nature is pure knowing or awareness. Once that is known, what happens with the person becomes inconsequential. Because person, persona, is an image which keeps changing. Today you are attached to certain ideas and you feel very strongly about them. Let's say you are a middle-aged person like me, and you are doing well in your career growth. So you are attached to the idea of your career because that is what your life is centered around. When you were younger, and when you did not have responsibilities, there were other things which worried you. Maybe you had relationship issues. Your whole life was revolving around relationships, romantic relationships, friendships, and this and that. Now it's different. When you were a child, you were totally carefree because you knew that the parents are there to take care of you. So you would play, you would be creative, and your experience was pure. So you see how this is changing. Now when you grow old, as you age, you will notice that a lot of changes will take place. Now these things, no, as we grow old, things like career, money, relationships, they begin to reduce. The intensity of all those things begin to reduce. It's not as intense as it feels in the younger years. I'm not saying they are not important. Relationships and other worldly things are important. But, you know, when we have limited years and we have seen the transitory nature of life, we have seen life, we've seen the world for the illusion it is, then we don't get caught up in the illusion. We don't try to solve the illusion. We don't try to do analysis to get out of this illusion. We accept the illusion simply the way it is. And we see the problems for what they are. Just problems. In fact, trying to find a solution to a problem becomes another problem. What you truly are is the witness. So you are already free from all problems. And when you rest in that awareness, you are totally at peace. Then you don't have to do anything. The more analysis you do, you try to find out how to be happy, what I must do, which spiritual teacher I must follow, who I must listen to, who I must not listen to, the more you get caught up in the web, in this whole mess, entangled mess of the mind. That is the nature of the mind. It's not there to free you. It is there to get you entangled. It is there to get you involved. Oh, the elections are coming. Who is going to win? Now this is happening. Now that is happening, you know. That is how it keeps you trapped. And you see, it is a repetitive cycle. It's very easy to see this. It is a repetitive cycle. Whether it is a small aspect of your life, like relationship, or maybe it's something big like a presidential election or anything like that. It is all the same. It is repetitive. And when you rest in that awareness, you see the cycle for what it is. So you don't get caught up. You still do engage with the world, but you are not attached, because you have seen the nature of, you have known the nature of attachment. You see how attachment causes pain and suffering. So you don't get attached. You free the other and you free yourself. And that is what love is all about. It is all about freedom. It is not about binding to someone. When I say someone, I just don't mean people. I include everything in that. Not binding to thoughts, not binding to emotions, not binding to people. But it is not that you do this by brainwashing, that I am not going to be attached to my ideas. You can't do that, because if you say, I am not this, I am not that, you get attached to not this and not that. That is how clever the mind is. That's why I repeatedly say that whatever you try to do something, whenever you try to do something about a problem, you actually get more entangled in the problem. Some people get totally involved in this psychotherapy where they're trying to figure out a pattern to overcome a trauma. But even after knowing the pattern, even after recognizing the pattern, the trauma still shows up. We are not truly able to get out of the web of that illusion. That illusion is still strong in our memory. Then what does one do? There is nothing to be done other than to simply be. To be is to be free. The awareness of I am is simply your natural state. It is very healing. It brings about all the healing that is required, necessary. And even if the patterns come up, even if the emotions, the turbulent emotions show up, you recognize that at every moment you have this possibility to simply be. And you rest in that awareness, you abide in that awareness, and then all discomfort is finished. It's gone, because it was never there in the first place. And that is the understanding.